Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is going to be, get out of my way, you fat donkey. You're blocking my path. Get out of my way, you fat donkey. You are blocking my path. Galatians 5:7 says it like this: you were running a good race. Who cut in on you and kept you from obeying the truth? Yes, in the Apostle Paul's writings, he sought to lead people into obedience of all faith. And in his writings in Galatians, do not deviate from that invariable purpose. The Apostle Paul here was trying to tell them that to keep running the race for Jesus. Keep focusing, but the truth of the matter is, Satan was coming in. He was tearing up the track, and he sent a big fat donkey to block their path. Yes, a big fat donkey to block their path. Who did hinder you? The original meaning of this word translates hinder is to break up a road. Yes, Satan comes to hinder. Satan comes to break up the road of your path of life. You were once running a good race, and Satan came and put a big fat donkey and started blocking your path. And the truth of the matter is, you couldn't run anymore because Satan blocked your path. He blocked it. So you could either turn right or left, but the truth of the matter is, your racetrack has been blocked. And I don't know how many times in our Christian life that our racetrack will be blocked by Satan. But the truth of the matter is, there's two routes once your path is blocked. You can go the long way as Egypt in the desert for 40 years, or you can go the short way, and I hope that you will turn towards the short way. But I'm here to tell you today that you need to run your race. You need to run your race. You need to find out what God has called you to do and run your race. The truth of the matter is, Satan put a big old fat donkey, he put a big old fat ass on your road. He put this big fat ass on your road and it blocked your path. And you couldn't run no more. You were hindered. Yes, you were hindered. And the truth of the matter is, Satan, these evil satanic churches today went over and they started bulldozing up your track. And yes, they put a big fat donkey also on there to block your path. You know, you were running a good Christian life race. Yes, you represented Jesus really well. 1 Corinthians 9:24 says, do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as you get the prize. See, the truth of the matter is, you are running a damn good race, and then this big fat ass was sitting on the road. Yes, this big fat donkey was sitting on the road, and he blocked your path. Yes, and this big fat donkey was sent from Satan to block you, to hinder you. Yes, and this big fat donkey started to tear up your track, your racetrack. Yes, and this big fat ass is from Satan. That is the big fat ass from Satan. And isn't it amazing? We have a lot of churches that represent this big fat donkey. We have a lot of churches that represent this big fat ass. But the truth of the matter is, God wants you to run your race. Doesn't want you to look side to side. Doesn't want you to look and compare yourself with other people. He wants you to run your own race. I came across a very unique individual. He was literally running around the world. He was an Irish ultra runner running around the world. Yes. TheWorldJog.com. TheWorldJog.com. His name was Tony Mangus. And Tony is running through the United States of America, down to Mexico, through Central America, through Asia. Now you can imagine some of those roads that he's going to be running on and some of the terrain. It's going to be very difficult running, and he might be even running some very evil situations. But he must not focus on the negative or the evil people around him. He must just continue to run his race. And you too need to run your race. You know, I remember watching a movie called Prefontaine. Prefontaine was a very, very good runner, yes, out of Oregon. And, you know, when he went to the Olympics, the Munich Olympics, he was running his race, and the truth of the matter is, he was going around the last stretch, and he was blocked in by a French runner, Varin. Varin from France blocked him in, and he couldn't run. And this is what Satan does. He blocks your path. He tries to hinder you. He tries to hinder your path. 1 Corinthians 9:25 says, all good athletes train hard. We must continue to train hard and to learn the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. They do it for a gold medal that tarnishes and fades. But the truth of the matter is today, what kind of gold are you after? In the message, it says, you're after one that's gold eternally. That means we are after the eternal gold and not the natural gold. We are after the eternal acceptance and not the natural acceptance. Tony's been running a long way. He's been running a long way. And I believe as he gets in some farmland that maybe Satan is going to drop a big fat ass, a big fat donkey on his road. Or somebody's going to come and possibly try to tear up that road. But we must run a race. We must run a race for Jesus. We must continue to obey the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way that you get a prize. Now the truth of the matter is you run in a race for Jesus Christ, and you continue to run that race, the higher the level, the bigger the devil. The higher the level, the bigger the devil. As we run the race of Christ, run in a way that you receive the prize. You know, some of the Galatians, they just stopped obeying the truth as taught by Paul and the other apostles. Perhaps neglecting to observe the Lord's Supper and failing to do other things which have been distinctive of the Christian life in all ages. Yes. The clause here shows that the disobedience was a prime concern of the apostles. Note particularly that it is not said that they did not stop believing in Christ, for there is no evidence that such was the case. Faith only for them was an impotent as it is today. Further failing into Jewish observance, they were neglected and had stopped obeying the teachings of Christ. Yes, they have stopped obeying the teachings of Christ. The truth of the matter is, they were running on the road, and there was a big fat donkey blocking their way. Yes, they were a big fat donkey. Get out of my way, you fat donkey. You're blocking my path. You see, Satan loves to send a lot of fat asses in your way. And I don't know about you, but there's a lot of churches today that are big fat donkeys. There's a lot of people today in our college institutions are nothing but a big fat ass. And there's a lot of people today in our religious institutions today are nothing but big fat donkeys. And the truth of the matter is, Satan sends these big fat asses to block your path. Yes, the truth of the matter is, there's a big fat ass just sitting there, a four-legged ass, sitting in my path, and it's blocking my path. Could you get out of my path, please? I am going to run my race. Can you get out of my path, you big fat ass, and get back into the barn? Because I am trying to run my race. I know you are so big and you're so fat, but the truth of the matter is, get out of my path. Stop hindering me. Stop hindering me. Yes, the Bible says it like this, 1 Thessalonians 2:18. For we wanted to come to you, I, Paul, more than once, and yet Satan hindered us. Satan hindered us. Galatians 5:7 says, you were running well. Who hindered you that you should not obey the truth? You know, the truth of the matter is, we have churches now that are hindering other churches. We have churches now that are taking their bulldozers and going over other churches, and they're tearing up their racetracks. And the truth of the matter is, we have organizations, we have today that are hindering other organizations. And you have one church of Jesus, I guarantee you have five churches of the devil. You have one church of the teacher that loves Jesus, you have five devil teachers. You have one good politician, you have five devil politicians. And the truth of the matter is, you've been running a good race, but some fat ass blocked your path. Some fat donkey blocked your path. You see, we have so many churches in the United States, and I believe each has a race. Some churches are running for Satan. Most churches are running after hell. And that's the truth today. The race that most of our American churches are on today are they are running after hell. They are running after hell. And I hope today, if you are in a church that's running after hell, you better get off. Yet we see that those churches that love Satan, they are cutting in on the churches that are running after Jesus. That are running after Jesus. Well, what kind of church is running a race after hell? Well, I'll tell you, majority of your mainstream churches and your mega churches, these are hell-bound churches, and they are only moving towards globalism. Yes, they're only moving for the one world religion, and they are hell-bound, and they're big fat donkeys, and they're blocking my road. Get out of my road, you big fat ass, and get back into the barn where you belong. They are more globalist in nature, and these churches are taking their bulldozers and going to the track of a church and tearing it up. They are cutting their track up so they can't run their race. One of my biggest oppositions in my Christian walk are other Christians or other ministries. They're big fat asses and they're blocking my path. Get out of my path. I am trying to go someplace here and I'm running my race. Yes, and I pray today that you will also run your race. That you will run your race. You know, in Galatians 3:1, you foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Before whose eyes Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified, you know. This verse means to drive you back. I don't know about you, but there's a many people today that want to drive you back from your race in life. There's many people today that want to hold you back. They want to block you. They want to tell you you can't do this and you can't do that. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ wants you to run your race. Sometimes Satan will put a big fat donkey on your path. Get out of my way, you fat donkey. You are blocking my path. Come on, somebody. Say that with me. Get out of my way, you donkey. You are blocking my path. Or, get out of my way, you fat ass. You are blocking my path. You know, ye did run well. Who did hinder you? And ye should not obey the truth. This is plain speaking. Plain speaking. Paul asserts that he teaches the same truth now, which he has always taught, and that the Galatians ran well as long as they obeyed the truth. But now, misled by the false apostles, yeah, how many people today are misled by false preachers today? How many people are misled by false propaganda, mainstream media news? They no longer run. He compares the Christian life to a race. When everything runs along smoothly, the Hebrews spoke of it as a race. The truth of the matter is, it's easy to run on a smooth road. It's easy to run when it's smooth. But when you start getting in the hills, when the weather starts raining on you, when the snow starts falling, that is when the race becomes more difficult. That's when your Christian race becomes more difficult, when Satan starts attacking you more, when the opposition starts raising up. Come on, somebody. That is when you need to run the race. Get out of my way, you fat ass. Ye did run well, means that everything went along smoothly and happily with the Galatians. They lived a Christian life and were on their right way to everlasting life. The word, ye did run well, are encouraging indeed. Often our lives seem to creep rather than to run. But if we abide in the true doctrine of Jesus Christ and walk in His Spirit, we have nothing to worry about. God judges our life differently. What may seem to us a life slow in Christian development may seem to God a life of rapid progression and grace. You know, the truth of the matter is, some of you have been walking a life and it seems very slow. It seems very slow. You've been running your race and you wonder, I've been doing it day in and day out, and then on your road and on your path, Satan comes and he puts a big old fat donkey and it blocks your path. He puts his big old fat donkey and it blocks your path. Yes, the Galatians were hindered in the Christian life when they turned from faith and grace and they went back to works. Yes, they started thinking going to church was the right way. They started thinking this and they started losing and they forgot about the grace. Covertly, the apostle blames the false apostles for in beating the Christian progress of the Galatians. The false apostles persuaded the Galatians to believe that they were in error and that they had made little or no progress under the influence of Paul. See, the truth of the matter is, when Paul came and spread the message to the Galatians, they had the false apostles right there saying, no, this is an error. This is an error. The Pharisees, the religious demon of the day. Come on, somebody. You ain't hearing what I'm trying to say. There's so many false apostles out there, and they're tearing up your track. Satan sent this big old fat donkey to block your path. The truth of the matter is, you need to run your race. You need to run your race. Are you ready to run your race for Jesus today? Don't let that big fat ass block your path. Are you ready to run your race for Jesus today? Come on, somebody. I don't care what the pastor says. I don't care what so-and-so says down the road. You need to run your race. You know, there's so many false prophets out there. There's so many false preachers, false doctrines. Come on, somebody. We have to get back to the doctrine of Jesus Christ. We have to get back to the doctrine of grace. We must run our race. We must run our race. You know, there was a movie, and it was called Chariots of Fire. Some of you may remember that. Some of you may remember that race. Eric Little, who ran for Jesus, and Abrahams, who ran for themselves. Are you running for Jesus? Or are you running for Satan? I believe today that you are running for Satan. And I'm here to tell you, you need to start running for Jesus. And even though they send their big fat ass to try to block you. And that's truth. We have more organizations out there that are more evil. They are evil. And they want to block your path. We have our education institutions today, our big fat donkeys, trying to block your path. Our society as a whole is really getting evil and more evil. And trust me, they're coming to take away your First Amendment. They're coming to take away your Fourth Amendment. They're coming to take away every right that you have, and they're coming to block your path. Come on, somebody, today, and you need to tell that big fat ass to stop blocking my path, because I am running my race for Jesus. Are you running your race for Jesus today? Are you running your race for Jesus today? And for those of you that don't understand, and those of you that want to be critical about this sermon, if you look at the another analogy of the word donkey, it is ass. And yes, that word is in the Bible. That word is in the Bible, believe it or not. So, I know some of you, as you've listened to this, have already turned me off and already judged me. But if you want to be critical and judgmental, then your path has already been blocked. And yes, you have been blocked by a big fat ass.
Hee haw, hee haw, hee haw, hee haw. don't think he hard.